Yes, I think the census statistics paint a very bleak picture for Donegal when it comes to employment, when it comes to outcomes in terms of health and a number of other social indicators. What clearly shown is the county as a whole is an economic black spot with about nearly 50% more unemployment in the county than the rest of the state. A terrible statistic and a damning indictment in relation to government policy, which has failed to tackle this massive crisis within the county. It also shows that marginally we have better or worse health outcomes. We have a larger proportion of our people providing unpaid care for relatives or friends in their home. And also that our workforce is deteriorating, which talks about the ravages of austerity and immigration that has plagued the county over the last number of years.
Is it time or even feasible for a targeted action plan then for Donegal to address this wide range of issues?
Look, you know, I'm always reluctant to be talking about action plans. I think it's the default position of government to draw up another plan, and we've had so many of them in the county going back like 15 years ago before I was even involved in politics. We had the task force after Fruit in the Loom. Look, if half of those plans were implemented, Donegal would have been in a better place. You know, the dogs in the street in Donegal know what's needed. We need investment in infrastructure. We need investment in telecommunications and broadband. We need support for Indigenous enterprises. None of that is happening in the scale that we need it. We need the Irish government to release the money that they committed in the St Andrews Agreement for the A5 road that will open up infrastructure into the northwest. There's a lot of different pieces of the jigsaw. I know as a national politician, as a TD representing Donegal, that there's no one quick fix solution to Donegal, but I also know that there are solutions and that if the government has the political will to implement them, that we can turn this around. But there is no way that anybody in Donegal should be satisfied or should accept the fact that we have 50% more unemployment in our county than what is average across the state, that six of our areas within Donegal have been identified by the census as economic black spots, which have unemployment rates running between 27 and 35%. This is a damning indictment on this government and indeed previous governments who have allowed this situation to spiral out of control.